Podcast. We're back again, Scorpion Daily, and this time it's getting a little bit more frequent. I am really excited to be here today because, you know, it's the same themes that I always keep talking about. You know, gratitude, passion, authenticity, kindness, empathy. These soft skills are the hard skills in this day and age. To be tough and resilient and to put in the hard work and the sweat, although that is somewhat challenging, I strongly believe that those are not as challenging as the soft skills. You know, can you be kind in the face of adversity? Can you show grace? Can you be the bigger person? Can you feel empathetic when the other person is wronging you or they've said something that has now triggered you? You know, can you essentially keep your cool, be level-headed, and then just deploy love, you know? I think about that a lot. Can you, in the face of adversity, in the face of negativity, when someone poses a threat, can you deploy love? Because I'll be honest with the majority of us, you know, 98% of us, if not 100, we all have things really, really good in our lives. We just don't notice it. We don't notice that we have fresh water at a moment's notice. You turn on the faucet and there you go. We don't notice that the mosquitoes in America don't carry malaria or other types of illnesses and diseases. We cannot start to comprehend the level of abundance that is at our fingertips. I mean, the phone that you have in your pocket is more powerful than the systems that Ronald Reagan had to use to run America. So I don't think that we truly understand how good we have it, and that can lead to a lot of resentment, anger, frustration. You don't even know why you're angry, to be honest, most of the times. You know, you're just pissed off because they got your order wrong in a restaurant, or they put the wrong type of milk in your coffee. Like, it's these little things that really don't matter in the grand scheme of life, in the grand scheme of the world and the universe. It's these little things that get you bent out of shape, and for what? So I'm going to share a little bit about how I can show empathy and kindness in the face of, you know, negativity or just someone who's trying to attack me. Like, I don't think that it's necessary to fight fire with fire. Like, if somebody anywhere is trying to bring you down or hurt you, you know, emotionally, they're not in a good place. Let's just get that out of the way. When you understand that truth, everything changes, because then you realize that the other person is hurting. Like, you gotta understand that truth. Like, nobody who's doing good and is happy will try to bring others down. It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't. If you're happy and content with everything you fucking have, like, you're not gonna try to bring anyone else down. On the flip side, if you have somebody who is trying to bring other people down and is belittling them, is being negative and hurtful, they may have all the money in the world. They may have everything that you desire. But you know what they don't have? They don't have the happiness and content. Guys, it's very obvious. Nobody who's happy goes around trying to hurt others, trying to bring them down. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't. And until you understand that truth, you're going to continue to struggle. Because your whole mindset is backwards. You're over here thinking that in this world, there are people that are happy and content, but are still shitting on others. That's so backwards. It doesn't even make sense when I say it. That sounds like a parallel universe thousands of light years away. I mean, come on, guys. So anyways, back to the truth. If somebody out there is trying to hurt you emotionally, or trying to hurt somebody you love emotionally, they're just trying to bring people down, you know? If they're trying to tear you down, whether they're talking about your lifestyle, your choices, your music, your art, your job, the car you drive, the place you live in, like, no matter what, no matter what, they're not happy. And so now we got to think about, how can we be empathetic towards that? Like, I'd be empathetic for the billionaire who's trying to tear others down. Mainly because $1 billion couldn't fix their happiness. So I'm really empathetic to that. I feel bad, you know? I feel really bad. And so, even down to the other example of, you know, average Joe just shits on other people. Like, he's not happy. Or the woman that always has something to say about somebody, she's not happy either. Guys, like, I really, really want you to understand that truth. And I think once we can get past that, we can start developing a better relationship with empathy and kindness. And just gratitude, you know, gratefulness that I don't have to go through that. That I don't have to tear others down. You know, the gratitude of not having to live that life, not having to be that way, not having to feel those things. Like, if you're happy and content, you won't try to bring others down, and you feel grateful. I'm grateful when I see someone trying to tear someone else down. I'm grateful that that's not me, and that I don't have to do that. I'm super grateful. So, it's like this big, it's this whole thing that everyone's trying to figure out, and like, I really wish people would just figure it out already. I mean, it's very binary, very black and white. No one will try to tear others down if they are truly happy. They just won't. And I wish more people understood that. Because then you can start working on the game, you know? You can start working on the life lessons, and you can start working on building your character. Like, the future's coming, you know? We're gonna keep moving forward, and I think the goal for everybody in this day and age should be to know yourself so well, and then understand others around them. You know, I can talk to a stranger, and I'm no psychologist, I'm no therapist, but just after, you know, really a few minutes of a meaningful conversation, you know, asking them questions and listening, I can start to figure out, you know, what's going on and why they treat others, you know, a certain way. And even the nice people, like the most kindest people you'll ever meet, if you have a meaningful conversation, you start talking and ask them questions, and if you get deep, you'll find that they've been through a lot of pain. And they saw pain, and they saw happiness, and they chose one over the other. And look, I'm not gonna sit here and say, like, things aren't painful, and that, you know, it won't hurt when someone tries to bring you down. It probably will. But you gotta be stronger than that. You know, I'm not saying to let people walk all over you. What I'm saying is to stick up for yourself in another way. Stick up for yourself in the best way possible. And I don't believe it's retaliation. You know, most people go into retaliation. I believe the best possible response to someone trying to tear you down would be to hold your head up high, understand what they're saying is a reflection of them, and walk away. I'm not against walking away. I think that's the most noblest thing that you can do. It's to walk. Whether that's from a job, a company, a partnership, whether that's from your spouse, whether that's from your family, whether that's from your friends. I mean, seriously, guys, like, don't be afraid to walk. Trust your gut. Know your intuition is there trying to tell you something. And a lot of people want to seek revenge and seek retaliation. In this life, revenge comes naturally from the world. Naturally, the world will have its revenge. But not you. There's no need. You're better off doing better things. You're better off building the foundation, building up a structure, a project, a business. You're better off building something for yourself. In fact, you're better off building yourself up. so that you'll never want to seek revenge again. It's like, that. I feel the power in the words that I'm speaking right now. Instead of trying to go out and hurt somebody back or tear them down, just build yourself up. And if every time someone comes at you, if that drives you to build yourself up even more, you'd be built. You'd be 10 times better than you are today. If every time somebody came at you, tried to hurt you, tried to tear you down, tried to hurt your feelings, if every single time that that happened, you immediately went the other way and said, I'm going to build myself up. I'll even take it one step further. Imagine if you said, I'm going to go help someone. How much abundance do you think you will have? How much abundance do you think you'll have if you helped somebody every time you got hurt? And I mean, in a big way, like, I'm not saying to come out and, shell out a bunch of cash, but help somebody. Do right by others. Help build somebody up. Every time they try to tear you down, why don't you go help try to build someone up? I promise you'll start to build a really big support system. I really, really want you guys to be open to the idea of this, because I'm not asking for much. I'm simply asking for you to focus on building yourself up. Hold yourself up as a more important part of your time than seeking out revenge and trying to hurt others. Trying to get back at them. Like, what a waste of time. What a waste of time. What did you prove? What did you prove? That you could stoop lower than them? That you could stoop to their level? It's pretty obvious that you can. Anybody can. Anybody can go low. The question is, can you go high? Can you go higher? Because that's really what everyone wants. Everyone wants to be at the top. Everyone wants to enjoy themselves in a grand way. Everyone wants to feel good and feel happiness. And you got to understand that when you run into these negative Nellies and these, you run into these mean people, like, you got to understand, they want the same thing as you. But they're just not operating the right way. And they're not focused on the right things. And unfortunately for them, you can go so high that they'll never be able to touch you. So here is my call today. Call today to be great. I want you to be great. I'm speaking to you, but I'm speaking to myself. I want to be great. And the best way that you can be great, guys, is to build yourself up. Continue to build yourself up every day. It's going to be a nonstop. Every day you wake up, you're going to have to build yourself up. Build yourself up. Your character, your qualities. build yourself up. Do right by yourself. You can do it, guys. I believe in you. I absolutely believe in you. It's so possible. You can do it. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys for being here today. I hope we all came a little closer and gained some unity and insight from today. You know, I'm not trying to be right. I don't have all the answers. But I've found myself in a much happier place by practicing the things I've talked about today. I'm glad that I'm somebody who takes my own advice. It really does serve me well, so I appreciate everything. Thank you for being here, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful time. Take care.